Good morning, everyone. We are up to number 12 here, Yud Beis, in the Tzavazir is in the Rebbe's diary. And the Rebbe's diary today, this little entry, is very short. It's very powerful, and it's actually quite innovative. It's a really interesting new way of looking at something that maybe you have thought about at some point. And we'll introduce this very short entry with some context. Remember that when you read this entry, you think about the image of the Rebbe when he's just writing a diary. It's a diary entry. It's not an essay. So it's like a burst. Just a split second of inspiration. I think it's helpful for us to give it some context. The first words in this entry, Vahamakir es makomo, he or she who knows his place. Those are the first three words of the entry. That's all he says. And then he goes on to explain. Now, I don't know why he wrote this or what inspired him to share this particular insight, but the Rebbe is telling us that there is an idea, Hamakir es makomo. A person who literally means lehakir, means to recognize their place. Makir es makomo. And he just writes it as a statement, period. Hamakir es makomo. He doesn't introduce it, but you can just imagine. He's sitting, he has his notebook, and he just jots down this idea. Hamakir es makomo. Where does it come from? So this phrase, makir es makomo, appears in the sixth perek, in the sixth mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Now that is not even a mishnah, technically speaking. Pirkei Avos, according to our mishnayos, according to the actual tradition, is only five chapters. But traditionally we add a sixth chapter for Pirkei Avos so that we have 6 weeks to study Pirkei Avos in the summertime between Pesach and Shavuos. So in that sixth chapter, what's called a Brisa, it's a Mishnaic era text, but it's not included in the Mishnah formally. We have a Brisa, we have a teaching from the rabbis of the Mishnah, same thing, 3rd century, 2nd century, where they teach us ways that we can acquire Torah, what's called a Kinyan Torah. And one of the 48 ways in which a person can acquire Torah is this idea of makir es makomo. That's the value. There is a value of makir, of recognizing your makom. So what does it mean, recognizing your makom? So first of all, there is a fantastic, a beautiful, beautiful commentary on Pirkei Avos that I absolutely love from the late Chacham Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Ovadia's commentary on Pirkei Avos is called Anaf Eitz Avos, which is a play on words because Anaf Eitz Avos is the myrtle branch of a hadas, is referred to in the Chumash as Anaf Eitz Avos, the branch that is braided. So Avos with an ayin means braided because the leaves of a hadas are braided, but Avos meaning Pirkei Avos of Ethics of the Fathers with an aleph. So it's a play on words, and Rav Ovadia has this magnificent commentary. So first he quotes like every source you can imagine under the sun. So first Rav Ovadia points out, he says, you know what? We want to lead spiritual lives. We want to have a meaningful experience in this world. Makir es makomo. Know what is your true place. Is this world, is this physical, temporal existence our true place? Is this our makom? Is this our place? No, it's not. This is temporary, but it's not our place. Our place is in the other world, the world of the soul. That's where we really belong. And if we recognize that that is our true makom, that's our place, then that's going to orient our life differently, right? How we lead our lives and what kind of decisions we make is going to be affected by where we want to invest. So someone once came to the Chafetz Chaim, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, you know, the Chafetz Chaim, he died in 1933 in Rad, and it feels like he lived, you know, eons ago, but he died less than 100 years ago. So the Chafetz Chaim, they came to him and they saw that his house was so sparsely decorated. And he had very, very few pieces of furniture. It was a very simple house. So they said to him, why is your house so sparsely decorated? He said, because I'm just here for a very short period of time. I'm just passing through. I don't need to invest in so much. I'm just passing through. He says, when I stay on the road, when I travel to sell my Mishnah Berurahs and I stay in inns, it doesn't really bother me whether the inn that I stay in, the motel, is, you know, is fancy, it's gorgeously appointed. I'm just there for a short period of time. Now, I think Lahavdil, for us, for regular people, not on the level of the Chafetz Chaim, many of us like to stay in a nice hotel when we travel. You know, maybe when I was younger, before I was married, I could stay in certain kinds of accommodations. Now, I wouldn't stay in such places any longer, right? And I appreciate that even if I go away somewhere just for a day and I'm staying over somewhere, that I stay in a place which is well appointed, that it is clean, that it is nice, and that it has nice furniture, and that it has nice artwork. And like the Rambam says, it gives you archavos hadas. But do I have to spend every time I stay in a hotel, if I'm staying overnight just to catch a plane in the morning, I'm leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning, do I need to spend $800 on a presidential suite? No, it's not necessary. So there's a balance. But if I understand that I'm only staying in this hotel for 6 hours, I'm only staying there for 6 hours. I need a clean shower. I want to make sure that, you know, when I pull off the covers, nobody is under there still. You know, and you want to have a nice experience, right? You want to, when you fill out the TripAdvisor afterwards, you want to say it was good. It was nice. It was pleasant. But it doesn't have to be mio de ama, because that's not my makom. I'm just sleeping over there. I got to get a plane at 6:30 in the morning. The Chafetz Chaim says, this is not our makom, this world. Yes, I want to make sure that I'm comported nicely, that I have, thank God, Baruch Hashem, I should be able to afford nice clothing and a nice home that's well-appointed, that's proper. But this is not my makom. What's my makom? The first thing is hamakiris makomo. Someone takes an excursion, they take a trip, they want to go on an outing. So they go to a football game, or they go shopping or whatever, but that's not their makom. That's not their home. They don't belong there. Where do we belong? We belong in the world of the spirit, of the neshama, of our inside. So that's the first thing. We want to grow makiris makomo. Realize, where do we really belong? What's my makom, my belonging? My neshama is in the world with Hashem. That's number one. Number two is to be makiris makomo, to recognize, what is the makom in which we live? You know, I look around in this group. Some of you have your screens on. Some of you have your screens off. Not judging. It's okay. It's Monday morning. I don't know what everybody's up to. We don't live in Mea Shearim. We don't live in Geula. That's not where we are. That's not our makom. Right? That's not our makom. We don't live in Moscow. We live in Chicago. We live in Skokie. We don't live in the year, you know, 1875. Although some of us feel connected to that tkufa of the 19th century. But that's not where we live. That's not where we're operating. That's not where our kids are growing up. And that's not where our parents are growing old. If a person doesn't realize the environment in which they live, how are they going to be effective in interacting with the people around them? You know, let's be real. Where do we live? What is the circumstance? We don't live in, you know, and I think even in Williamsburg, this is not Shaykh anymore, but we don't live in a time and a place where we're in a shtetl in Ukraine after the Khmelnytsky massacres, God forbid. We live in a modern society. So to nurture our Torah personalities, we have to know what's our makom. What is our context? How are we going to be successful in this context? If a person is out of touch in the neighborhood in which they live, in the context in which we are trying to grow, then how are we going to succeed? A person is going to say, you know, I don't need a telephone. I'm not getting involved in the question about the smartphone or not. This is a separate question, as many of you know, different opinions. Right? It's not a question of, I don't need a telephone. Maybe I should get a rotary phone. No, I don't need a rotary phone. I'm going to send a telegram. Send a telegram. Can a person grow spiritually today thinking that they're going to ask Shilas via telegram? It doesn't work. Machiris Makomo, do we know where our kids are? Where are they growing up? In what environment are they growing up? What are the influences that exist today? You know, the Satmar Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, apparently said that on one bus ride from Williamsburg to Manhattan, people were exposed to more than they were exposed to in an entire lifetime in a shtetl. It's just the Metzias. That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam has put us. Good, bad, or otherwise. Doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is, are we aware of our surroundings? Hamakir es makomo. Hamakir es makomo. What are the tools that are available? There are absolutely incredible, amazing, inspirational tools that are available on the internet, thanks to the internet. Our kids can watch videos of Rabbi Sacks, Zichrono Levracha, even though he's not alive anymore. I can't watch videos of Rav Chaim Moser Grzesinski, who died in 1940. I can't watch videos of Rav Chaim Brisker, but I can watch videos of Rabbi Sacks. Right? Makiris Makomo, do we know the world in which we're living so that we can take advantage of it? So we can grow from it? So we can utilize it? There are people today who have WhatsApp. You've heard of this. You know what I'm talking about. The proliferation of Tehillim and connection between people through WhatsApp is amazing. I mean, people also share all kinds of strange memes and weird things, but okay, leave that for aside. Makaris Makomo. Do we know that we can create WhatsApp groups to people to say Tehillim for them, to be connected to them, to give them chizuk, right? If a person doesn't realize the time that they're living in, they don't take advantage of these things. Makiris Makomo, know the community in which we live, know the environment in which we live, know the time in which we live. Those are two things, but here's the third. And this is what I think is going to start to get us toward where the Rebbe wants us to think. Hamakiris Makomo, do I know my place? Am I self-aware? If I want to make a kinyan on Torah, if I want to make a kinyan on my life to accomplish my goals, to pursue greatness, do I know myself? Some of us have been on this journey together Monday mornings for a couple of years now. We talked about this, right, extensively when we discussed the Alei Shur, Rav Volbi, when we thought about the role of self-awareness in spiritual development. What are my kochos? What are my strengths? And what are my challenges? Was I endowed with a lot of patience? Or was that kind of the shallow part of the gene pool that I'm swimming in? And if I know that I'm limited in my patience, if I'm Makiris Makomo, if I know that that's one of the things that I struggle with, so then guess what? I can strategize about it. I can maneuver around it. But if I'm not aware that that's a challenge, if I'm not aware that I'm abrasive to people when I see them, you know, sometimes I will run past somebody because maybe I'm late to too many things that I overcommitted to between one thing and the other, just theoretically. Sometimes people do that. So sometimes Nechama will say to me, you were so rude to that person. I'll say, I honestly didn't realize it. I wasn't makir my makom. I wasn't realizing that I was being rude. I was just rushing to the next thing. She's like, well, you should pay attention to the fact that when you blew past that person, it was rude. I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. Otherwise, how would I have that awareness? Because I have a blind spot. So one of the things that we need to do is to be Makiris Makomo, recognize our blind spots, our biases. Right? This is one of the great revelations of Kahneman and Tversky in their work, is to point out to us, these great Israeli world-renowned psychologists, is to point out to us that we have biases. We have heuristics that frame our experiences. Are we Makir our Makom? Are we Makir our biases? In what environment were we raised? What's our relationship to people who are different than we are? What's our relationship to food, to spirituality? We've all got a box. We've all got a makom. Do we know where we are? Do we have that self-awareness to maximize our midos? There's a great, useful tool. I think I may have once mentioned it. It's a free online test from the Seligman Center, from the University of Pennsylvania, the Values in Action Strength Test. They have a bunch of psychology tests, positive psychology, where you can go on there. I do it with the Cola guys every year, sometimes twice a year. I've done it like six times already. It's an awesome thing. You can take a survey. It's like 240 questions. You search University of Pennsylvania, positive psychology, strengths test, or values and actions test. They have a whole bunch of different tests. You can learn about yourself. You can be Mocker your Muckum. And you can learn about whether you're more inclined to creativity, or you're more inclined to leadership, or you're more inclined to chesed. Oh, Gail put it in there. Thank you. VIAcharacter.org. Oh, they have a new, I didn't know that was even the new website. Awesome. VIAcharacter.org. Values in Action. So you take this test and you learn about yourself and you realize, wow, I have an interest in this area. So how can I amplify that? I have a koach in that area. I have a strength. So let me amplify it. So Makiris Makomo on the first level was, where's my neshama? It's not in this world. It's in the other world. The second Makaris Makomo is knowing the time and the place that I live so I can take advantage of the spiritual opportunities and be cautious around the new challenges that we've got. But the third is Makaris Makomo. A person needs to know their place, their strengths, their qualities, what they're all about. What kind of person am I? Self-awareness as the core of emotional intelligence as the step for growth. Oh. Once I understand what's my Makom, what's my place? So the Rebbe takes this word of hamakir, lahakir, and he shifts it just a little bit with a phenomenal takeaway. Because the word lahakir in Hebrew actually has two different meanings. Same word, two different meanings. Lahakir means to recognize or to acknowledge, but it also means to enable someone else to acknowledge. It's a strange quirk in the Hebrew language that lahakir means to introduce. It's to become aware, like ani makir she'ani po, I recognize that I am here. But I can also introduce someone, like saying, Ani rotze lahakir et ploni. I want to introduce someone to you. You hear the difference? It's not the same. It's the same Hebrew word, but depending on the context, is used differently. I recognize my strengths means, Ani makir et atzmi. I recognize myself. But I can also be... I can recognize other people, but I can also introduce myself. Lehakir also can be understood as to introduce. So now you can see how these two ideas are related. That if I know myself, if I appreciate and understand who I am and what I am, then I can bring that to others. I can introduce it to other people. So this is how, fascinatingly, this is how the Rebbe uses the phrase in our context of Hamakir es Makomo. You see it on the screen now. Baruch Hashem Meir, I see his, I think he's crashing this shir. He gets a little bonus. I don't know what zchus he has for this, but special shout out there. Hamakir es Makomo. The Rebbe says like this. Heve po'ose Upoel ba'olam. Be creative and contribute to the world. Vahanik lo mituvcha. And give it from your goodness, from what you have the capacity to bring to life. Ad to the extent until shetomid always mekomcha ba'olam. Yehei nikar. Makiris mekomo means that your place should be apparent to other people. People should see your impact. People should feel your impression. Maki means you should leave a mark. You should go through life and make an impact. Ki ha'im makom ha'avos ha'neviim u'shar tzadikim zecher tzadik levracha gam ata lo nikar ba'olam? What do you mean? Do you think that even today, the place of our forefathers, our prophets, other tzaddikim, is it not felt in the world? Of course it's felt. That's on a macro level. Think about it on a micro level. How many people that you've interacted who have left an impact on you? Those people made an impact. Whether it was a grandparent, or a teacher, or a friend, or a lecturer, somebody. Those people, they had a makom that was left and felt. Ve'eich haya ha'olam shomim, lu lo haya baal shem tov, zichrono levracha. What would the world look like, says the Rebbe, without the presence of the Baal Shem Tov? The Baal Shem Tov left a mark. Everybody knew his makom. Vahamakir, somebody who acquaints. Remember, this is the newer interpretation of the word makir, to acquaint someone. Vahamakir, someone who acquaints. How do they translate it in this volume that I put on the, who knows his place, who leaves a mark. But makir, meaning the word recognized in this context, is acquaint. Hechacham, the wise person, makir la'acherim es makomo, acquaints other people with their place. The way they interact with other people, everybody knows, oh, that person's tremendous Baal Chesed. Because they're so invested in their makom, in their avoda, in their service, and what they bring to Hashem's world, that everybody feels that. Everybody experiences it. It's not just theirs, it's impacting the world. V'tamid makomo b'ha'olam nireh. Their place is always felt in the world. We should not sell ourselves short. We think, how much do I contribute? What's my makom? The Rebbe says you should realize your makom is very significant. And it's only yours. So A, we need to recognize it for ourselves, but B, we need to acquaint others with it. If we're great at davening, if that's something that speaks to us and we're passionate about it, then we should share that with other people. When we talk to someone, we should tell them, my davening today was awesome. Or I'm going to go make sure I have time for davening. Do our friends know that davening is our thing? Do our kids know that davening is our thing? Right? If we are makir, our makom, what we do, and we're so passionate about it, and we're so invested in it, then we should be broadcasting it. Not in a narcissistic, self-absorbed way, but in a way that, like, this is my thing. This is how I help people. This is how I bring Hashem into the world. Makir es makomo, realize that you can have an impact on this world. Each one of us can make a meaningful impact on this world. Make sure that we acquaint the world with us. It should not be that when we end our journey after 120 years, the world will have just passed by as if nothing happened. No, a person who's makir es makomo makes an impact on the world. And at the end of that journey, people will feel the loss. They'll see, wow, that person had a makom. That person really impacted the world. Each one of us has a circle of influence. And our opportunity, the Rebbe says, is to be makir, not just to recognize what makom we live in, but to lahakir, to acquaint our makom with us. Make sure that everybody knows who we are. We should be proud of ourselves. We should recognize the strengths that we have and influence our surroundings. Makir makomo, acquaint our environment with who we are. What a beautiful teaching. Never would have thought of that in a million years had the Rebbe not introduced it in this way. Makir, to acquaint the world with our greatness. We have greatness. We just got to bring it out there and let people experience that. I hope you have a great day. We will not meet next week, but Amir Tz Hashem, we will resume the following week on the 25th. So stay well.